It looks tiny.
No, this is the. Oh, did I
That's
send this to you already?
amazing.
These are the breakouts that I wanted to get from Virgil.
It's gonna be
That's
hard to
the
find
overall, and
anything
this is
big
the
enough.
breakouts for
Oh,
this.
so I'm gonna have to write a check to
Yeah, for that.
My baby.
It
Yeah.
was. I did get
She's
those breakouts
growing.
from Virgil Knight.
I saw the one for the hydraulic tools. Some of those, if anybody's interested.
Oh, yeah. Dad's doing a bunch of checking in on that real quick. I have the
Yeah.
LV-30s too. Welcome back around the
Of course, I got
LV-30s.
glasses.
Same so.
Same saddle.
Got my readers.
Oh, wow. Now that looks more normal. Zappa is
Okay.
not a small
Is that a
car.
cord? It
Is
right
No,
now.
she's 17.3.
So you're not.
Wow.
Nobody has to take minutes, right?
No, that's on there. We,
I
I
don't
think
know
we
how to
have
access it.
something to
Oh, as
hang
soon as I stop the meeting,
ladder.
it starts
But we are allowed
That's
to
how teachers
converting
look
it
at
to the file
now.
that is usable.
Okay.
For the budget meeting, or for
Yeah.
any meeting, to be honest, but
Right.
we are allowed to use just
For
the
as long
reply.
as we have it
And
recorded.
we and yeah, I think pretty
Accordingly.
sure with the
I check
Zoom
with Scott.
workplace login stuff, you can just log in there after the fact and
Log in where? At on
to
the
Zoom workplace. Because we pay for this subscription. So I can just give you the login code and you can figure out how to access that stuff, and I
Yeah,
think you'll
let's
be able
figure
to.
out who's yeah, okay, there's your LV-30.
That's the studying side of it.
Okay.
LV-30 for you.
This public meeting stuff is not going to be
No.
I'll let you know it's all behaving itself. He
That's
asked me to do it up
LV-30
this
for
morning.
you. He didn't.
That's
Oh, wow, good.
He behaved himself.
Good. Good.
I have
Get him on. He's
emailed
got posture
Oh, yes,
things.
I did
So
email
we're
him.
trying to
They're
get
the
him.
same. Yes, they are the same. I just wanted to bring copies of
Yeah. So we
printed
need to
it
get him
out.
on the metabolic diet. There's a doctor by the name of, he's a professor. He studied cancer for 30 years.
It's
And
your LV
he's convinced,
30.
he thought he has food. And
So do you want me to
papers
on
that
that C
cancer
watch
is
or the
a
C
metabolic
Western?
disease.
Do you
There
need me to
are
write a check
some
today
genetic factors
and
that
get
can
that off?
cause
Yeah.
it,
Okay, so
but
we'll do
because
that
he'd been sending them to Brain
basically
Bank
a
after.
metabolic
Yeah.
disease.
Really?
And the key things
Which
that
is interesting
prevent you
because
from
both of the
getting
techs
rid of
that
it
do our stuff
is by cutting
No.
off what
responding to
feeds
me.
it. There's two things that feed it.
What is sugar
Glucose,
anyway?
yeah.
It is 56.
But
Oh, okay.
the
Yep.
sugar is like for those things that are starchy, like bread and grains.
Or
Everything
sucrose.
he needs.
Yes, everything like that it can turn instantly to glucose.
And
So the
probably
other
may
thing is
log into
glutamine,
his husband
amino
left.
acid,
And
and
that's
that's the harder
fairly
one to
the
get.
orange. He was fine on
The
that.
more difficult one to
Uh,
lower. But those are the two that are
no, you're fine. I'm very, my brain has too many tabs open right
You know, the other
now.
option is
You know, they
4-H
rage with their kids and they weigh in.
They
And your
filter
bones and body and
Yeah, or if you move it, which hasn't really
Oh.
helped Dennis at all, really good job. They both found it something
But you're back
after
pretty
they took
faster.
it out.
I knew
And
it was on
I knew he was on
so we're
hospice.
going to try this.
He lived a
Yeah.
lot longer than I thought. I mean, it was
We're
years ago
just
they told
having
him he
trouble
was.
finding it
Yeah.
because the
Right.
professor that had come up with this protocol, he just released it in February 2025, which is about 3 months ago. But he studied
This
it for
out,
30
Harry,
years, and
because
his specialty is
I'm
glial
gonna make a different
blessed
stoma,
dice
which
and
is
put it the brain dry
brain
after
cancer. So
Z4,
usually
but
lasts 3 months,
very
6 months
nice
after they
little
die. And so,
breakdown of the
but
budget
basically,
process. You don't have to follow
he
the beats,
turned
but they're
over
just
the
giving general
protocol
LVs.
to
Okay. It's
like
like the
a
perfect
nurse
capacity
person.
in a
She
very
stands on
That's fine.
yeah, it was
YouTube and
nice.
presents
I
the
talked to
protocol
Scott the
to
other
go through
day.
step by
Yeah.
step. And
So
we really need to find a doctor to help us with
to guide you
the
through.
drug and the lab part.
I'm
And
going to
I
link
don't
it to the
know.
link.
Oh.
Well, it would be nice.
I sent it to Melissa.
Get a,
Michael, you sent it.
You can do it right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent him an email last night. I don't know. Before you know, there's
the plant ones that stick in.
Well, yeah, they have them on.
I'll just resend that.
They also have the meters that can better stick your
finger. Nope.
That's insane nowadays.
Yeah, and the
fingerprint
and the rest of it, the kilo monitors.
Okay, just tell me, just resend it.
Reasonable, but the strips are what's expensive. But anyway, we're going to give it a try. We're kind of getting warmed up here.
Plan was,
like I said, deep end. Yeah,
oh, good. That's great.
So today's budget or agenda is going to be to go over the changes that we made.
Okay.
Then we have to, the only two things that have to happen at this meeting are to make a motion to accept our tax rate and to accept the budget. So that's pretty much the agenda.
Anyway.
Hey,
Donka. Hey,
Dahlia. Hi, Natalia. Yeah. I don't want to be good.
I think you're did he get it
on
him?
Hmm? I'm getting him on here, but I gotta get our...
Yeah, I thought that was
funny.
Did you put it? Yeah.
Hey Dan, did you know that Linda Windows place sold?
Yeah, and Bob was telling me he got in trouble.
Yeah, he didn't show us up and said, because he went up there to meet them.
Well,
he didn't know that they had cameras.
Chris is on
the phone and everything else.
But
no, they actually got her.
They're not prepping.
Yeah, we got everybody.
But the deputy found Bob covered in the door.
Really?
So then he called James. Well, it's just about the name. And
what's his name?
Yeah, they actually took Pearl
James
out there
and Diana the Welsh. Like Welsh grape juice.
That's why that post went up. I was so mad.
Diana, very nice people. He was a lawn.
Yes, I hear.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's 10:01. Do roll call. Chris Pinkerton.
Here.
Carolyn Decker.
Here.
Mike DuBois.
Here.
Jude Sanders.
Yes.
Bill Cotter.
Yeah. Me dead.
Yeah. Hey, Jerome.
Here.
Saying it right with the G. Jerome.
Yes.
Yes.
It's perfect.
I got to remember just like.
When you jumped about it.
Yeah. Cameron Duncan.
Here.
Dan Hudson present. Natalia.
Here.
And Dennis is on the phone. Dennis Warden, yes. Hello, you there, Dennis?
He's phone to the doctor.
He's there as well.
Okay. I'm here.
There he is. And
thanks.
You hear me?
Yes, sir. And Chief.
I'm here.
Awesome. Okay, so for our process today, we need to go over the LV 20 and 30 many changes we made.
Yeah, so we need to talk about the changes before we do any motions to accept anything. At the last meeting, we discussed the fact that the accountant wasn't on the LV 30. So she is now on line 51, second page of your LV 30. And then a major change that needed to be made, it's not a major change in spending, it's just a major change in the line item in the name. Our volunteer stipend program needed to be
switched to a fuel reduction program for this year for our crew to finish out a grant project that had been awarded.
Which one are we looking at?
So we're still on the LB30.
The first page?
First page, line six.
Six, okay.
So the stipend program had been for $18,000. The CWRR grant fuels reduction program, which would pay our guys to go around to houses and doing fuels reduction within the boundaries that we're supposed to. So anyways, that got moved. To do that, we went from $18,000 to $21,000. So we had to move a little bit of money out of contingency for that. And we moved money out of like 500 out of office supplies and just kind of took a little bit out of.
So to be clear, this is necessary to meet our contractual obligation to the State Fire Marshal's Office for the original $71,000 grant that is paying for the signs out there.
And on that note, we have a few other grants that we're going to try to put in for this year that we could we could do the stipend program. We would just have to do a budget amendment meeting. As well as that, on that note, the SAFER grant is now opening up. So if that comes through, then the stipend program will be completely paid forward through that grant by tenfold, probably.
Which just means at the end of the year, we would have funds left over that we could allocate somewhere else.
We could actually allocate them in the middle of the year. You just have to have a budget amendment here.
Okay.
Yeah. So if we start getting these grants in and we're like, hey, we've got this money to spend, you guys would hold a budget amendment meeting. These would get reallocated. And
okay.
Yeah.
I think that
would be cool. I can't stress enough the importance of the stipend program. I am nervous this year about fire season.
Mm-hmm.
We will be awarded our staffing grant. It's the same $35,000 that came around the last 4 years. This year, the mobility plan calls for wages that are $5 an hour more than they were 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Which is great for the guys, but it's the same $35,000 trying to get to the end of fire season. Last year, we had a kind of a record fire season nationally. We ended up in national preparedness level 5 three times for the first time in history.
And
the third, and every time fire season gets a little worse and a little worse, the rules change for turning loose of money to pay for fire suppression and all the way down to who is allowed to fight a fire. By the time you get to preparedness level 5, they will let anybody with a water truck and a hose on fire, pretty much. It's calling all cars, whether you are qualified or not. Last year was the first time it happened, 3 times, and the third time was in October. And I don't expect this year to be any better. And we were out of money at the end, third week of September last year for our staffing grant. So
yeah,
I just want to put that out there.
Lots of water.
We had to move some money around to make the grant whole that got misappropriated. But that does not diminish our need for these guys to show up. And
it pretty much, if we have a budget amendment hearing, the first thing that needs to get refurbished is the stipend program. Is I think Chief and I are both
feeling
that needs to be
a priority. Which line is the stipend?
It's no longer in this LB30. So we changed it to this fuels reduction program under personnel services. So when that comes to fruition,
okay,
we'll have a budget amendment hearing. It'll be put back on a line item for personnel services. They don't want to see a line item on here that's zeroed out before and after. So it'll need to get put back on.
When we first applied for the CWRR grant, we applied for $500,000.
Right.
It was $479,000 for road repairs in our most populated areas for improved ingress and egress for fire engines, and $21,000 for signage. They denied the $479,000 for gravel and gave us $71,000 instead of $21,000 for the signage. So we expanded the scope of the signage project. But that can only expand so far. So any way you slice it, we've got this $21,000-ish left over from that $71,000 that has to be spent. The fire marshal's office absolutely does not want it back. They want it spent in a program that is impactful to the community. And so a fuel, we already have the trailer, we have this truck, we're gonna buy some hand tools, maybe a weed eater or two and a pole saw, and then come up with a program of, I don't know if it's gonna be a nomination process or an application process, but like to hit the folks that are unable to clean up their own yards first, the elderly and disabled.
Yeah. Is that going to kind of be like the fuels reduction grant? I don't know if you guys are familiar with that we had a couple years ago that you could apply
ODS
grant with ODS.
Well, yeah, but ODS was a lot more broad scope. They did like, 80 acres. It's going to be within 15 feet.
This is going to be like the first 10 to 15 feet of the house, which immediately around that.
When I first did it, they said only 35, and because of the way my property was set up, they went ahead and moved 50 feet on one side because it was on the hill, and they were able to limb up a couple of the trees that we couldn't reach. So two of my pine trees were just beyond, the first limb was beyond us, so they went ahead and they limbed it up to the 12-foot level for us, because we had done everything else, and they had, you know, when they looked at my property, they went, oh, because you guys actually worked progressively on it, except this one hill, we'll go ahead and do 50 feet on it and go up, and we'll take those two trees with it and limb those up for you. But you had done, and you just had to prove that you own the property.
That came to our place. They did 4,000 feet.
Wow.
50 feet wide.
If that was much broader.
Yeah, that was a little different.
Yeah, I only had them go up, I think, 350 feet up one side.
We're only talking $20,000, give or take, so I don't expect it to last
long.
We're going to buy a couple of hand tools. We're going to work until the snow flood. And then we're not going to start till after fire season, and then we'll work until the weather disallows it and pick it back up in the spring if we have funds. All of the CWRR funds have to be expended by May of 26.
So we've got a while.
I don't think it'll be hard to find money to keep a program like that going once we have it established from other sources.
Yeah,
especially out here. I mean, there's a lot of elderly people that can do it.
So those are really the major changes. If there's any other questions.
You want to talk about the tax rate?
So our tax rate is set. It is not changeable. We still have to accept it at this meeting, and we still have to accept it at our board of directors meeting and following the budget hearing. But
where is it on here?
The tax rate is not on the budget, so it's on the my budget message. So our tax rate is set at 0.9869 per thousand assessed value. And that is just a set rate. It can't go up or down. Some other districts have some fluctuation there, so they can change it. They can bring it down. They can and take it up because they haven't maxed out their rate. This is our max rate.
Well, is it the same as it was last year?
Yes.
So ours is always set. It will never go up unless before the voters, right? Yeah. Same as like some of the other stuff that they have that's a set rate. Okay.
We still have to accept it at this meeting. But it is set. We can't change.
Oh, that's easy. I move. We accept it.
A second.
Okay. We'll take a roll call.
Roll call vote. Chris Pinkerton. Chris, can you hear me? Carolyn Decker.
Yes.
Mike DeBoyd.
Yes.
Julian Sanders.
Yes.
Bill Cotter. Carrie Giroux.
Aye.
Cameron Duncan.
Yes.
Dan Hudson, yes.
And then Chris is back.
Yes.
Dennis is not. Chris is back.
Chris?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Budget. So we got a prepared budget, LB 20 and LB 30 here. Any other discussion to be held on the budget? Is that a motion to accept the budget as prepared by the budget committee?
I mean, motion to accept it.
Need a second?
Second.
We'll call vote. Chris?
Yes.
Carolyn?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
June?
Yes.
Joe?
Yep.
Carrie?
Aye.
Cameron?
Yes.
Natalia?
Yes.
And Dennis is still on there. Okay. And I am yes. So the budget carries.
Okay. So that is it for this committee. I thank you very much. Now this will go into a public hearing, budget hearing. We'll set some newspaper announcements. It'll be middle of June, and that'll go in front of the governing body, and then we'll accept it and get paperwork off where it needs to go.
Do we need to have public comment on this last hearing?
Anyone who showed up was allowed to give public comment, or anyone who came on to the Zoom meeting was allowed to give public comment.
So, well,
and that was in the newspaper.
Just had to be
in the record that it reflect that nobody showed up at this meeting nor on Zoom to make comment. So.
And then at the next meeting, as the governing body listens to this, there is public comment allowed. Yep.
And does that require us to be?
Nope.
Oh, good.
Nope.
Just
you are board. Done.
Until next
year. Awesome. Until next
year. Yeah, until next
year. Oh, okay.
But I would like.
Or until we have a supplemental.
Oh, until the supplemental budget.
Yeah.
Yes, supplemental
okay.
budget meeting. And on that note, everybody kind of has a term and of office for the budget committee. And so if next year comes around or supplemental, if anyone can't serve, then we'll just contact you. We'll have to bring in new community members.
Now, how many years can we serve?
Forever.
No.
You have one more year if you would like.
Okay.
3 years.
Okay.
I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
A second.
Alex, I need a motion.
He needs a motion.
I'm going to get me a turn.
I'll second.
Good.
Are you done?
No, I didn't get it.
Roll call vote, everybody say yes or no?
Yes.
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 Okay.
At what time?
It was
10:15.
10:15. Okay.
Record time.
14 minute meeting.
Record
awesome.
Time.
That's because you guys are so organizing.
I know. Love the printout.
Families.
Yeah, she is in around.
Good job. You guys have been paying attention to the voting. Mike was voted back on the board.
He was?
Yes.
And what did the other?
I thought you guys liked me.
Cindy Ballard and Sarah.
Could have wrote in Mickey Mouse or somebody.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Goodbye, Chris.